final journey through Scotland. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. The casket carrying Britain's Queen Elizabeth has left Balmoral Castle and should arrive in Edinburgh hours from now. People are lining the streets to watch the funeral procession. On Tuesday, the Queen's body will reach London, where it will lie in state. Her funeral will be held the following Monday. Yesterday at Windsor Castle,
for the first time in a very long time, we saw Prince William, his wife Kate, Prince Harry, his wife Meghan, together. Of course, in honor of the memory of their beloved grandmother, Queen Elizabeth II, they paused to look at the flowers left in front of the castle, and then all four worked the crowd for a long time, shaking hands, exchanging greetings, accepting flowers.
Fox's Greg Palcott. An American flag was unfurled a short time ago at the Pentagon, 21 years after the 9/11 attacks.
President Biden is scheduled to speak during a wreath-laying ceremony at the Pentagon, while Vice President Kamala Harris will be in New York City for a ceremony at the 9/11 memorial. Nearly 3,000 people died in the coordinated terror attacks at the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Europe's largest nuclear power plant, located in southeastern Ukraine, has been reconnected to the power grid, allowing engineers to shut down the last operating reactor. The plant is in the hands of Russian forces, and fears of a nuclear disaster have been rising. Meantime, a Ukrainian counteroffensive is making gains.
Cautious optimism right now blanketing a very cold and rainy Kyiv. That after news started spreading from Russian state media that Russian forces, in fact, were backing out and withdrawing from the Kharkiv region.
Fox's Jeff Paul. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Hundreds of people turned out in Memphis for the funeral of a wife and mother who was grabbed off the street while jogging and murdered. Eliza Fletcher is being remembered as someone who saw the very best in everyone. Investigators believe she was attacked randomly. A suspect is behind bars. Also in Tennessee, an accused child predator has been removed from the classroom.
A former Tennessee school teacher has been formally charged with committing multiple sex crimes with her students. Taylor Cruz taught fifth grade at the John Coleman Elementary School in Rutherford County. She was suspended without pay last May and resigned after being accused of explicit communications and sexual contact with students. Among the 19 charges she's facing are three counts of child rape and one count of sexual battery by an authority figure. Cruz's bond is set at $100,000. Plea hearing is set for later this month. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
From the city to the suburbs. After busloads of migrants were sent from Texas to Chicago, Democratic Mayor Lori Lightfoot sent many of them to a nearby community led by a Republican.
The mayor of Burr Ridge, Illinois, said that he was not given any notice that over 60 migrants would be sent to his town. They were dropped off at a hotel where they will stay for at least 30 days. Mayor Gary Grasso called out Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot for hypocrisy.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Mayor Lightfoot says her issue with accepting migrants is she hasn't been briefed on their backgrounds. It may only weigh 60 pounds now, but it could grow to 600 pounds. Investigators in New Mexico are searching for a missing tiger who they believe is being illegally kept as a pet. Last month, authorities found an alligator, drugs, and guns at two homes, but they're still searching for the tiger, who they say poses a danger to the public. Pam Puso, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.